same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when it don't go.
Mike McFeely's show rolls on this Monday afternoon, and President Obama is making comments on the impending shutdown right now, but we'll go ahead with the four-pack and then recap whatever the president has to say. I'm going to take a wild stab at it here and say that the president is going to say that he's not going to cave in to extremists in the other party, and that he wants to pin the blame on Republicans, and that it's Congress's duty to yada, yada, yada. And that's, I'm presuming, is what the president is going to say in his remarks. Hello, Paul Juergens.
That's what he's saying. I thought I was just about ready to go out for an oil change because I thought I was going to be preempted by the president.
But
He didn't time quite with us.
And I thought that as long as you're here, we'll just do this.
Well, I tweeted to the White House and said, you know,
could you hurry up?
It's four-pack time. Of course, a lot of people here don't know what time the four-pack's on.
No.
4:06.
20% or so.
At least.
Some parts of the building.
Yes.
4 o'clock, four-pack. Top four talk show talkers.
I guess
of the
I'll
day
just go with it.
On the Mike McFeely Show.
Shutdown will throw a wrench in economy. That's what the president just said.
Really going to throw a wrench in it, huh? That wouldn't be good.
And the Affordable Health Care Act will move forward. Just getting some tweets.
Bits
from CBS.
And pieces tweets from Harley Carnes right now.
Charlie K.
Steve Futterman.
Network headquarters.
Remember that time Pinto hung up on Charlie K?
It was a different Charlie K.
Oh, it was?
That's the local. We have a local Charlie K.
Okay, let me set up the scenario. Phone call comes in. We're just about to go back on the air. Phone call comes in as they often do.
Uh-huh.
I hear Dan going, Hey, you know what? I got to go. I got to go. Bye. Click. And he slams down the phone. And I go, who's that? Charlie K. And I go, the Charlie K? Charlie K?
Charlie K is
from CBS?
Executive producer with the CBS radio network in New York. And he talks all day out of this little box. It's a little closed circuit. They call it the info link or something like that. And he talks to radio stations, CBS affiliates around the country, and tells them what they're up to. And got a live feed coming up on this. The president's expected to speak within 15 minutes. That's not a hard start time. Stand by for further updates. And so he's a pretty important link in the cog in the link. And
wrench
so,
in the plan.
Right. And Pinto hung up on him, but turned out that it was our local Charlie K.
Well, see, and that's when I told
another
him.
Another Charlie K.
I said, the Charlie K? And he goes, well, who's Charlie K? He's like the whole bigwig of CBS News. And Pinto's face turns white. No, it's not.
And I said, no, I think it's the one that works at the plant.
Yeah,
in town.
And then he went, oh, whatever. So.
That Charlie K.
Yeah, that Charlie K. Not quite we love Charlie K, our Charlie K, but not quite as important. Text message comes in, says, Mike, please lose the country music. Really? I can't like the country music.
Well, the reason I play this song is called Shutting Detroit Down, and they're shutting the government down. So there
that one went right over my head.
Okay.
But I don't mind the country music.
No, I don't either. Obviously, I play it.
The president said he's willing to work with both parties to make sure Obamacare works better. He also said that just seconds ago. We're getting this
live.
It's kind of like Ronald Reagan doing a baseball game back in the 50s
Ottumwa, Iowa.
A ticker tape.
That's a true story. He did. Top four talk show talkers of the day. Number four. Well, I had Mike Williams on my program last week, Jergy, and he was talking about all these four options for the downtown flood protection. We're going to
the city commissioner, yes,
spruce it up and all this stuff. Well, now it sounds like, according to April Walker in a story that Don Haney did, she's the public works director.
She's a city engineer.
City, whatever.
she works at City Hall.
Yeah, one of those.
They're going to tear it down.
She said it's going to be a hybrid of all four plans. It's not going to be one of the four plans. We're going to just totally throw a wrench in this whole plan.
She didn't say wrench. The president said that. They had some public comment that they've been taking. It ended yesterday. 37% favored the base option that would require minor realignment of 2nd Street to the west, acquire some properties, construction of a concrete flood wall that cost about $23 million, give or take, million dollars.
What the heck? What's a million or two
And then the
there?
Tunnel option,
The cuddle option?
The tunnel option.
The tunnel option.
The most expensive, $44 million, had the least support. It would be neat, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A little traffic tunnel. And the city commissioners will get an update in a couple of weeks.
The cuddle option wouldn't be bad either.
And they are going to make a decision. So they're melding these all together, and they'll have to make a decision on how we go about a flood protection wall east of City Hall.
It's what I've always said about government, Jurgi. It's like making sausage. You throw in a whole bunch of pieces,
yep,
and it's a big mess, and you're arguing back and forth, and you got Mike Williams shouting at this guy and Wallaker shouting at that guy. And at the end of the day, a nice old, nice, clean piece of sausage comes out at the end, and you end up with the best plan for everybody.
They're going to compromise, and they're going to take it all and throw it into a bucket and stir it up and see what... No,
they're,
that's
not
what
they're not
do.
Making butter. They're making sausage, Jerky.
Okay, so that's what... Yeah.
Number three on our list. Shutdown is looming. That's what I have in my notes.
Sure is. Yes,
a
it
shutdown is.
Shutdown
is looming.
About 430 employees of the North Dakota National Guard will likely be told to go home, according to Major General Sprintsenatic. He's going to meet with some Guard people tomorrow, Guard employees. They've got about 1,150 full-time in the state. They're paid by the federal government, so there will be an effect the National Guard if this happens. The U.S. Attorney, Tim Purdon, says his department would operate with about half of its 43 full-time employees. State Budget Director in Bismarck, she says some departments that receive federal money, like the DOT job service, they should be able to continue as normal if the shutdown doesn't last too long. So there would be some effects. I did speak with a national union president today in Washington, D.C., who represents service. Dugan. Dan Dugan, and he represents his union, a couple of hundred people up at the VA Medical Center. Many of them would be furloughed, he says. That would not extend to doctors and nurses. They'd be considered critical or essential employees, and they'd continue, but there would be an effect at the VA.
Senator Heitkamp on my program at about 3:10 said her staff has been crunching the numbers, and they figure 7,000 employees of the federal government statewide in North Dakota would be affected by the looming government shutdown.
I didn't realize how many federal employees there are in North Dakota. Now, that's
a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Department of Interior, and I've got in the news center, I've got some stats that were provided by one of the unions. And the Department of Interior, the Department of Homeland Security, which, you know, that encompasses Border Patrol. And, boy, there are a lot.
Corps USDA, of Engineers.
I believe USDA has over 600 employees in the state. So
that's the Garrison Dam. That's all a big federal project, right?
Yeah, that's all federal.
Ashtabula, that's a big federal project. A lot of different federal air base.
The
air
base
can be affected in Minot and Grand Forks.
Yeah, I think there are 1,700 DOD employees in the state, Department of Defense. So some will be affected, some won't be, depending on what their role is. And as we, you know, we had this sequestration some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That took a long time to shake out who would be affected and what would be affected. And in some cases, by the time we found out what the effect was
it was they're back.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
North Dakota has kind of bellied up to the federal trough in a lot of ways. So you don't really think about it, but there's a lot of people employed by the federal government in the state of North Dakota.
There are.
We shall see. Number two, I don't know if you watched this on the tube, on the telly yesterday, Jurgi, but the Vikings played the Pittsburgh Steelers in London Town, foggy old London Town, and they won. The Vikings won a game, and Matt Cassel played quarterback, and he looked fairly good. He looked better than Christian Ponder.
I caught portions of the first quarter. I was away at a golf course, probably when you've played, in Elk River yesterday.
Which was it?
So you've played about every course in the state.
I'm just asking which one was it?
Country
Elk
Club.
River Country Club?
Yes.
Played there.
On Saturday, I was, and I don't play golf. I was watching my son who plays golf. And Saturday, we were in, what day is it? This is like 2 days
ago.
Yeah. We were in the Twin Cities.
He was playing golf somewhere in the
Twin
Cities?
Yes, we were in, they kind of run together. Where were we on Saturday?
I don't know.
We were at Elk River yesterday.
Was it close to Elk River?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ramsey.
Rogers.
We were in Ramsey.
Ramsey.
At North...
North Links.
Yes.
The Links of North Fork.
You were there? You played there too?
No, I haven't.
Oh, nice course.
I drove by it though.
Nice course. Yeah. We were there on Saturday.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
So I got to see a little bit of the game, and I listened to some of the postgame on the radio on the way back to Fargo late yesterday. And, yeah, you know, it's not like he had a nice game. We're talking about Matt Castle.
Matt Castle, yes.
But it looked like it toward the end. We gave him a chance again.
Almost let it slip.
Yep.
Defense almost let it slip.
Big crowd in London.
Yep.
I was trying to contact a friend who was there for you last week, and she finally got back to me. And you can read. I've redacted names.
You've redacted it.
Some of the names. You can read the open. And so there's a photo of them at Wembley yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And you can read what the message says. She apparently got my text or email of days ago.
Well, what's your nickname?
Well, she has a little name for me.
Otter One? And her nickname is Otter Two? So you guys have like this whole Otter thing? Otter One. Both, this is Otter Two.
We're both from Fergus Falls.
That's so cute.
We're
That's
both from
really
Fergus
cute.
Falls, and it says, what's it say there?
Here is...
See, I took out some of the names.
Plus Dave and I at Vikes game at Wembley Stadium yesterday, exclamation point, Otter Two.
Yeah, Otter One.
Otter One, yeah.
She calls me Otter One. I call her Otter Two.
Yeah, I know. That's why
it goes back. She was with someone who's in a public...
See who it is.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really.
That person.
I didn't think
really
that it was appropriate that
no.
we say that he was there.
I don't think you should say
none
that.
It was anybody's business.
Huh.
But Otter Two was there with her husband. And now, so I wanted to get them on your program last week, but you know, with communication the way it is these days, she didn't get the message till today, and the game's over.
She needs to upgrade its cellular communication.
So the Vikes were off this week. So
they
I can get the Scamp trailer winterized. I can get the pink RV antifreeze.
Is that what you're gonna do this week?
I gotta work too.
The Scamp?
I gotta run down.
Oh,
and see
you're
if
on
I can.
Saturday. Oh.
Yep. I guess so. That's this week.
That says Jim up there.
That's this week.
You're the boss. Have somebody else
I
do it.
I can't do that. So 1-3.
And we're back, baby.
Poor old Pittsburgh.
Matt Castle, MVP. Number one. Well, the cat was kind of let out of the balloon earlier in the day, but Ron Gardenhire will stay as the manager of the Minnesota Twins. Big press conference at 2:30 we carried in this program. Basically, they said, you know, he's a good guy. We like him. keep him around for a couple more years. It wasn't his fault.
Did he ever sell his house on Lake Jarvis down in the city?
I think he did. Yeah,
yeah. Because my sister lives right near there.
Really?
And I was at her house this weekend.
She
didn't live on the lake. You could see it from the end of her block.
Oh, she still must be doing well.
She's, you know, college professor or something.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's a small college, Hamlin.
There's no money in Hamlin.
There's not.
She's been there. Law school.
They've been struggling to law school.
Really? Why?
Because there's too many lawyers.
There's never too many lawyers. Isn't your kid going to be a lawyer?
Well, she is, yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't go to Hamlin.
Oh.
She went up the road there to Dave St. Peter's School.
Did the online lawyer class? Or
no,
what?
No. She went up to Dave St. Peter's.
Dave St. Peter's School.
Yes.
Okay.
UND.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. How's their football team doing? Not very good. Not very good.
So, yeah, are you surprised by this? I see your buddy for the AP, Krasinski, got a laugh or kind of a one-liner, a little quip from Jim Polat.
Well, I know. Jim Polat. Krasinski asked a question. Why'd you give him a couple of years? Do you like the stability? And Jim Polat said, well, we gave him 2 years because we figured we could get Gardy his 1,000th win in the next 2 years.
And he's at 990.
998 right now. And the room exploded in laughter.
Oh.
And everybody had a knowing chuckle.
And that's about the time you said we're done with this.
That's what I said. We're going to pull the plug in this baby because now it's becoming a yuck fest.
Are you surprised they're keeping the coaching staff too?
I'm not surprised they're keeping Gardy. I'm not surprised they're keeping the coaching staff because they just blew up the coaching staff last year.
True.
They had all new guys
that's
come
right.
in. So.
That's right. And what'd that do for them?
Lost 96
games. Yeah, the
games.
Coaches don't play the game. You know?
No. They paid a lot of money, though.
They had a tough couple of years.
Tough
but they didn't lose 100.
Years. No.
So?
96. That's close to 100. But
so he's back, and he's a good guy.
He's a nice guy. He likes to shoot pheasants and bowl. Yeah, I'd drink a beer once in a while, I bet. He's a good Minnesota guy.
Yeah, he's a good Minnesota guy.
Oh, yeah.
Guy, so.
All right,
so,
Jurgi.
Gardy back for two more years. And
love it.
Life is good.
This Jim Monk of your news team printed off this Ron Gardenhire baseball card.
That's a collector's item.
From 1980 or so. 80. Well,
he was in the Mets.
Look at his hair, the flowing locks of Ron Gardenhire. And as we all do as we grow a little bit older, Gardy's put on a couple of pounds since his playing days.
He has. Yeah, I don't think he's coloring his hair, though. Is he?
No. He doesn't have any left.
No, no.
He's the manager of the Twins. He's got no hair left. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens.
All right.
KFGO.
The president's done now.
Yeah, he is. He didn't say too much. When does a president ever say very much? He's really good at inauguration speeches, though. 237-5948 800-880-5346. KFGO.studio at KFGO.com is our email.